stolen portion of you, you've stolen eyes, you, right? And if you lose any portion of you, you've lost the only thing that you have. Because you don't have a house or a tree. You only know you. Come in and sit right down. Yes, it's cool.
Welcome to Celestial.
Two, ready, play.
Today we live in a society which consists of highs, or lows, depending upon the individual person. Three kinds of highs of guys talking to chicks. A juicer high, right? It's got to say to the chick,
you got a great ass, baby.
A pot high guy says, wow, you got a groovy body, mama. I'm telling you, groovy. Now, an acid high guy says, are you a chick or a guy?
Said, I got a sister, Lord. She's a real gone twister now. She can do that twice. Oh, it's got to boil my children. Yeah.
I can't be a hippie. I can't be a hippie because I come from a paranoid generation. What I mean is like somebody said, there's somebody at the door. Boom, you flush the toilet. You know, and you hope that the fuzz thought, you know, like the guy said, they got rid of it, they flushed it, man, so they didn't even come in, you know, man. That was it. We were all really paranoid. You didn't trust your friend. You know, everybody was a snitch. That was it. And for me to get into the love generation is a true trip because, first of all, I have enough problems living with me and being with me. I can be with all them people, man, who are walking around going, yay, look at us. Here, officer, have a joint. Whoop, whoop. Hey, man, that's a buzz. If you were to love in, or a be in, or a what in, or a together in, man, and you were just wandering along and listening to the smell of the incense, which is where it is, right? You know, and having phonies say, here, try a little banana. Ooh, the hype of the century, right? Banana. Boy, you know the banana industry laid that on the world, man? Cat walking up and up. What are we going to do with all these lousy bananas? They're rotting on the port. What are we going to do? Well, we'll get like a groovy guy to say, you can get high on bananas.
We know there's a lot of shit smokers, baby.
So I believe there's a game somewhere all involved, togetherness. So like if a hippie guy's talking to a hippie chick, dig, you know, the bead's beautifulness, man, he's got to say to her, because I know, I love you, baby. And she's got to say to him, oh, wow, I love you, daddy. And he's got to say, hey, wow, baby, you're so groovy and beautiful. And she would say, hey, you're groovy and beautiful, daddy. And he would say, hey, mama, you know what? You're too beautiful not to be free in a butterfly, in a child of the sky, in a Lucy, man, and just be up there with everything. And she says, oh, yeah. He says, anything you want to do, you should do. She says, I like to ball your friend Herbie.
He says, fuck him, man. Hey, man, just go.
because you're wearing beads and a short skirt, you can't fall in the street, man. So the game ends somewhere, right? Chicks today, like, I got to talk about chicks today, because chicks today are a different kind of chicks than used to be chicks. Chicks years ago used to be like good chicks and bad chicks. Good chicks let you feel the outside of their brassiere, maybe, if they were very drunk on Southern Comfort and Coke. Bad chicks let you and 80 guys line up. They've got Sylvia in the pool room, you know, and you were shopping for your mother, and you get online with the bundles, right? Number 42. Number 42 online with the bundles, right? Standing there, right? Right? And trying to figure out, you see a friend of yours up front about number 7. Hey, Al! Hi! You know, there's a kind of a togetherness in being on a line in a gangbang. It's absolutely wild. Like, there's a thing. Various kinds of chicks have their own syndrome answer, as every guy has his own game that he plays with chicks. Like, you know, some guys play the it's life or death, we live today gig, you know. I knew you knew. This is at a cocktail party. He walks over to a chick, says, I knew you knew. I knew. The minute I looked at you, a moment happens, and we knew we knew. I mean, you knew I knew, and I knew you knew. And we knew. You with anybody? Right? That's one. The other one is, if you work in pairs, guys do other things, like they'll send their friend up to the chick, right? And the other guy just stands in the corner looking groovy. And the friend runs over and says, look, I don't know you, but there's a guy at the party, don't go near him, he's an evil bastard. And he does up chicks like 12 a day, man, and no chick's ever been able to hold him. So the chick's saying, oh, really? Which one's he? Because chicks really dig evil guys, you know. And it turns him right, oh, she's right on to him in a minute. What's your name, hey? That's a beautiful. The other way of doing it with scoring on chicks is, this is the poetic approach. Somewhere the bells crystal shadow my soul.
By Ralph Waldo Emerson, baby.
Whoa! And the cat is a whore, man. Stands there and blows all his poetry on this chick for a cum. That's true prostitution, I should think.
Now, Walt Disney's True Life Adventure.
I did a tour with the Baja Marimba Band, a rather groovy group of guys. And we toured such groovy towns as Mobile, Alabama, and Lafayette, Louisiana. Really great places, you know. Lot to do in those towns. Whoopee. Go to the library and look at the book, you know, which had one, it was the Bible. Had one page in it, said he came, we saw he was Jewish, and we killed him. Man, really, you want to be panicked, right? And I'm there. Now, in every group, like, there's one guy who's a snake for chicks. I mean, one guy who's, like, gonna be on chicks in every town he gets. You know, he runs into the town, everybody else checks into the Holiday Inn, zang! He's out on the street, man, you know, with albums under his arm, running into the JCPenney saying to chicks, I'm from Hollywood, I'm with the Baja Marimba Band, hi, baby, I love you, and so here, come to the concert tonight. You know, he's really in it, because he's gonna score no matter what happens. And he scores with a chick who's working in the local luncheonette, who's about 42, weighs about 146 pounds, you can see her girdle line, and she's got, like, steel gray blue hair with rimless glasses, but he scores. So he lays there, man, I'm gonna score tonight, man, I got it now, boy, I'm gonna sock it to her, and he's yelling all these things, he's crazy, you know. And the concert finishes. Now we all go back to the motel, and we're playing some cards, and it's 3 o'clock in the morning, the phone rings, the road manager picks up the phone, and he says, you know, yeah, what, saying, it sounds, where, and then hangs up. Everybody says, what happened? He got busted in Lafayette, Louisiana. Now I'm going to tell you how he got busted. He split from the concert, and he had the chick, and he said to her, come on, we'll go to my motel, baby. And zangadang, she said, I can't go to your motel because this is a small town. Everybody here knows me. You understand? So he said, well, come on, baby. I love you. You know, man, I really... I want you, and I, you know, and all of that jazz is like, you know, I'm splitting tomorrow, who knows, fate, I could die, anything, you know. You know, I fly a lot, too, you only have so many hours, and all of that jazz, you lay on chicks on the road, you know, you want to be in showbiz, that's where it... So he says, come on, man. Like, he's laying out all his numbers, baby. He's blowing every chord he's got in his head. And, you know, she won't go to the motel. And now he's really stuck because, hey, man, he can't even stand her up in a doorway. I mean, there are no doorways in Lafayette. Every doorway's somebody's house. You dig? I mean, you live in L.A. or New York, there's doorways to a factory, to a thing, you know. And, oh, and the Greyhound bus is locked. And he doesn't know what to do. And he's ready. He said, I love you. And she said, well, if you be very quiet. And this is a true story. She said, I live at Miss Margaret's boarding house. Now, Miss Margaret lives there. It's like Gloria out of a Tennessee Williams thing, right? She said, if you be quiet, we can go to my room. Naturally, boom, you know, he's a little reluctant. Sure, let's go. Where is it? Man, he'll ride a bike. He'll run anything. Are you kidding? He blew two albums on her already. Something he's going to get. Now they make it to Miss Margaret's, and it's one of these antebellum mansion kind of things converted to a boarding house. Anyhow, they come to the house. They tiptoe across the threadbare carpet. They tiptoe up the stairs. They go into the room. She opens like the thing and closes it. He starts to turn the light on. She says, no, it clicks. It clicks. she says, take your clothes off. So he takes his clothes off. And he's really excited now. Oh, wow, man. You know, 4 months on the road. That's it. And she gets undressed, and she lies down in the bed, and she says, quietly. And so he goes over, and he gets on top of her, and she says, fuck me! Kill me! Hit me! Hit me! Tell me I'm a dirty Scot! Tell me a Jewish!
And they busted. They busted him. Miss Mark got up there and said, bust. They took him away, and he's down. Boom.
She read the story of O, and that was her fantasy, man, that a cat from Hollywood would come, some freak, because, you know, everybody knows that Hollywood is filled with freaks. That's it, you know. I mean, like, if you travel anywhere in the world, you know, and somebody says, like, you know, where are you from? You don't say Inglewood. I mean, you don't say, I come from Encino. You know, or you don't say Watts, man. Oh, yeah, the cats from Watts are now saying, yeah, Watts. I'm from Watts. Yeah. 4 years ago, where are you from? Long, Hollywood. Right? Now they're in front. Power structure has no conception about what the riots are about. See, they think the riots are about a minority group who's been downtrodden and now they're looking for an... That's not it, man. What causes riots is a hot Saturday night in any dumb, cockroach-filled neighborhood when there's a lot of guys standing on a corner and they don't have no bread, no broads, and no wheels.
Really?
That's it. And now they'll do anything. Get a goat, kill a Greek kid. They don't care, man. Anything. Anything. You show it to me, I'll kick it. So now what we do is when these guys go on a riot, we send in the National Guard, man. You know, a whole bunch of guys walking in with guns, throwing tear gas, hurting people. Television's got 8 specials, because that's what I think they're doing, man. I think somebody in the black power structure has sold the specials to CBS. CBS said, well, where are we going to... East St. Louis. You know that you can't beat people up and have them say, I love you. So what you have is you have them doing the wrong things. Now, I have a solution, you see, to what they should do for the riot. My solution is very simply. Since they spend all that money on sending the National Guard in there, thousands and thousands of dollars, why don't they just take the same bread and hire 6,000 hookers?
If I try to walk, my feet start to run, and you got me humming.
And they send him right into like Watts or Bedford Stuyvesant, right? And when a guy's running by with a tire iron, right, ready to like break into something, a chick says, "Oh, daddy." You know, now here's the guy frozen. He's not going to make it because he's found love, right? True love. Because what we've done is we've provided one of the things. Okay, we can't give everybody a bank account. We can't give everybody a new car. But we sure can say, here's love. Not only that, we get the hookers off the streets. And what's even better than that is, look, if you give the bread to the National Guard, what is the National Guard? Hey, man, they don't spend bread. They don't help the economy. They're like, what, stock boys, dummies, garage guys. I mean, dummies. But hookers, they're consumers, man. You know, you give them bread, they spend. They get eyelashes and hairspray and groovy things. And not only that, man, they give their money to pimps. Now, you know every pimp. Every pimp's got a big car, so we're into General Motors. In fact, if we really wanted to help the whole scene, what we ought to do is like build a stadium around every ghetto, see? A huge stadium, like the Roman Games, see? And then on Sundays, we'd all get together and do numbers like, who they got there today? Well, they got the LAPD versus the Cleveland Negroes. Oh, groovy, man. Wow. What a knockout. We pay admission to go and see it, man. You know, like five bombs. The governor come out and throw the first fire bomb. Be really groovy. You know, like, you know, we'd let everybody make, you know, first of all, we'd have to have rap there. Rap could be a big concert artist, right? Rap Brown could play a lot of towns, man. Yeah, how many did he draw in St. Louis? Wow, man. Yeah. How many did Stokely draw? Well, you know, Stokely's not doing too good, man. He's been spending his time in Hanoi trying to top rap, and he can't. You know, that's where he is. So, like, you know, if they had stadiums and everybody paid admission to see it, it would be groovy. Like, you know, then every town would have a stadium and a team, you know. Then, like, towns that didn't have this would be uptight, you know, because the tourists wouldn't be coming there. Like, the city council would have to meet, like, in one of them groovier towns that don't think they have problems, like Seattle, right? Say, what's the matter with our Negroes, man? Wow. You know how much business Portland did last week, man? What's the matter with our Negroes? Let's wait a minute, man. We got a Negro on the city council. Roosevelt Watkins. Let's ask Roosevelt. Hey, Roosevelt, what's the matter with our Negroes? Why are they so happy? We've been treating them crappy like everybody else. What's the matter, man? What are you guys talking about? You know, Roosevelt's got to say, man, I ain't seen no Negroes in 2 years myself. Because they got an Uncle Tom at a city council. That's where they are, you know, telling them about what the Negroes think. Oh, we're all as happy here.
Because if you be, you are. And if you are, you're a being. Because you can only be an am of what I am. And you are what you are because you are me. Together. together. And you are a bee together, me, I am. You're everything, all at once. As loud and as wide as your thing can be. Is as long as me and together, together. With me and me and me and everything.
I'm hooked on horror films. I mean, a guy can get me out of bed at 4 a.m. and say,
Bela Lugosi and Boris Karloff in The Black Cat. Boom, I'm out of bed, man. I'm in there. I want to see that. Boy, a groovy horror film is knockout. To get whacked and watch a horror film is one of the great trips in the whole world. You know, why is she losing weight?
Well... See, the groovy horror films, man, were like, you know, you're sitting in your house, it's now 3 o'clock in the morning, you're in your underwear, right? Because the underwear leaves you exposed. I mean, you know that no matter what happens, man, you can't run to the street in your underwear. Even if Bela Lugosi came in the window, man, you make a cross with your fingers, anything. But you're not going to run to the street in your underwear. First of all, because they're going to bust you in a minute.
Grab him, he's running down the street in his underwear. Bela Lugosi's after me. Yeah, we know, man, right.
You ain't going to run to the street, right? So now you're sitting there, and we see a car driving. Dark night. Okay. Guy gets out of the car. He goes to an old house door, right? Pow, pow, pow. And the door opens. It's going to be one. You know, and this guy says,
pardon me, sir. My wife and I were driving through to Pasadena and the freeway's washed out. Can we use your phone? And, you know, this guy says, of course, come right in. You know, and you know that you're in a horror film, and that's a true...
Like, the really great horror film is the thing with the little old gypsy lady, Maria Uspenskaya, was a groovy chick, man, little old wrinkled lady. She looked like a puppet, you know, little old wrinkled puppet with a bandana on, and, like, she would say, my son, you wear the sign of the pentagram. You're also an Aquarius.
Yeah, you know, she gave him a little free reading. Why not? I'm moving forward. Sun walking on you. Oh, Lord. Got my mood over. Sun walking on you. Oh, Lord. So I tried to look you. Yeah,
they can lay anything on your head like they lay Twiggy on our head, which is a fag hype on the world. You know, a bunch of fags in London said, psh, I really like Greek kids. So they send over Twiggy, who is like a stick. And chicks don't know where that is. You know, like I've watched chicks read like Vogue, where they have sticks with a dress on. Now, if supposedly the role of getting dressed is to attract the male bird, it should be where it is. Then you can't do that by, like, wearing the clothes that are in Vogue. Because Vogue is a dyke thing. Because dykes want boys, too. But they want chicks who look like boys. Now, guys read Playboy. And if you hold the two books up together, it's a weird difference. All the chicks we dig have tits. And if you say that to an analyst, he says, you're hung on a mammary thing. No, man. No, man, that's not where it is. I really dig tits.
I love you, I love you, I love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, baby, I love you.
Aretha turned more heads around in this country than anybody else. Dig all those secretaries in the privacy of their own Volkswagen singing along with them.
Suck it to them, suck it.
What have I ever wanted? Anything for myself? No, only for you. All I've ever wanted is for you to be happy.
But mother, I am happy.
Living the way you're living, how could anybody be happy?
Thank you.
power structure, like we tell people what to love. For example, that's why Reagan is the governor here, and Murphy is the senator, right, because it's an image. In fact, if we wanted to in this state, we could make Lorne Greene president. I mean, he's a groovy guy, you know, tall, jock, nice voice, you know, gray sideburns. In fact, if Lorne Greene wanted to himself, he could make pot legal. I mean, all he'd have to do is go on Bonanza one weekend and go like, try that, little Joe. And the guy'd say, wow, man, they're planting the Ponderosa.
Keep on working.
Hey, why don't you call the police department at 3 o'clock in the morning and speak to them in German? If they answer in German, you got them, babe. Oh.
CNBC News. The war in Vietnam. Last week, American casualties were 157 killed, 2,333 wounded. Viet Cong casualties were 687,000 killed, 2,852,373 wounded. South Vietnamese casualties were 2. There was a trolley car accident in Saigon. 45 deaths in traffic accidents on all freeways in all roads. Rape, murder, loot, kill, ignore.
Now, what I thought is, why don't they have like a good news station? If there was a hip station, it would have good news. It would get on and like I say, hi, Freddie Wilson found $1,000 today in a paper bag, and the fuzz said, keep it, Freddie, it's groovy, man. It's groovy. You know, beautiful. You know.
And defend freedom around the world.
Franco, Franco, yay, yay, yay. Tito, Tito, yay, yay, yay. Nasser, Nasser, yay, yay, yay. Key, Key, yay, yay, yay. Chiang Kai-shek. Oh, wow.
Smoke your draft card.
God is an American.
Or maybe he's Polish. I don't know.
War film, 1943. That was when the gooks were our enemy, as they still are today, only it's different gooks. We just apply the name to everybody. You know, it's got to be uptight for a lot of those people, man, especially in Hollywood, those guys that play all the different roles, you know, because during the war, we couldn't have any Japanese in our pictures because in California, we locked them all up. That's how groovy we were. Took all the time. You know, guys waking up, where's the gardener, man? What happened to Kichiburo? What'd they do? They took the... Well, how do I can't water, man? I don't... Put me up. Where are the vegetables? Where...
They locked him up, man. So they had to get Chinese restaurant owners to play the Japanese, man. And they were uptight, man. You know, Richard Liu and Philip Bon and Key Luke and all those cats, you know, they played bad Japanese guys. Until after the war, the Japanese became our friends, and, you know, we dug Sony and all of that jazz. So, like, in a typical aircraft thing, it's got to go... Convoy, night. A lot of stock shots of black silhouette ships going by, right? They didn't, in those days, we couldn't even photograph the fleet, man. We used to use stock shots of silhouettes. It's night. John Ireland writing a letter on deck. Dear Marge, tomorrow we attack Iwo Kakamemi Islands. Babe, I'm not scared because John Wayne is on this boat with me, man. And John Payne and Sonny Tufts and a lot of other good guys like Ward Bond and some of those other real Americans. Really. The next morning, okay? The next morning, it's the attack. They're laying off Iwo whatever island right here. Bloom, bloom, bloom. Now hear this. Now hear this. The chaplain will speak to you boys before you go over the side. Take it away, chaplain.
Okay, boys. Kill a gook for God.
Okay, John Payne and Sonny Tufts are in one of the LSTs or whatever they call those things that go into the beach. And the Japanese are zeroed in. And Sonny Tufts says, somebody's got to wipe out those machine gun nests. John Payne says, I'll go. Sonny Tufts says, no, I'll go. John Payne says, groovy. Of course, you're crazy. You're going to go over there. You're going to kill. So now he takes off his shirt. He takes off his Hollywood High School undershirt. He puts 8,000 grenades in his mouth everywhere. Any orifice he can find, he's got grenades, man. Dives over the side, runs up on the shore. Japanese see him coming. Brrr, boom, 40 million holes in him. Boom, he spits a grenade and wipes them out. Now to the mortars. Boom, boom, boom. He spits a grenade, wipes them out. By this time, one arm's going, both legs, a huge hole in his chest. He wipes out everything in the island, almost, and falls into a clearing. No arms, no legs, a huge hole in his chest. John Payne sees him. He yells out, Corman! Corman! Sonny Tufts says, little trickle of chocolate comes out of his mouth. They didn't have no technical, right? And he says, no, it's too late. Of course it's too late. Picks up his head. He says, can I do anything for you, Sonny? He says, sure, man. Just give me a cigarette. Here, babe, take a cigarette. Smoke blowing out of the holes, man. Now, you know cigarette smoking's bad for you. Look where it's coming out of, man. Who knew it went down that far? Are you kidding? Right. He says, Sonny, before you die, death scene. We know that now. What are you going to say? Anything, man. Anything. Oh, I'm dying. I'm dying for apple pie and mother and freedom. And democracy and honesty, and give me liberty or give me death. And I hope the spooks get to ride in the front of the bus. What's heavy, man? Wow, what a heavy number to lay. Zionist Takami must have wrote that, man. Okay, now John Payne gets angry, right? Really angry. She says, Sonny!
Sonny! Ask no crap! What did they do to you? Come on, please!
To the Chinese restaurant owners yell, hey, take it easy, man. It's only a movie. You're crazy. It's Key Luke, remember? Egg Fu Young, dummy. I don't know. Sure.
But our other enemy was the real enemy, babe. The German.
Die Partei ist Hitler. Hitler aber ist Deutschland, wie Deutschland Hitler ist. Hitler siegt.
Before Volkswagen and Mercedes. Those bad guys, man, you know. Today, I'd go to a ski area, and a guy says, here's your ski instructor. He says, hello, my name's Hans Richter. I'm from Argentina. Oh, groovy country, Argentina, yeah. Yeah. What'd you do during the war, pal?
I was on the Pampas. I was a gaucho.
Oh, groovy. Gaucho in the Pampas. Very nice, man. We're all together now.